I waxed eloquent. I actually went on more of a rant on Easter Sunday morning during Bible class, because I got this mailing from an evangelical church, which shall remain nameless, inviting, you know, everybody in the neighborhood to their Easter celebration. Front and back of this big, full-color, fancy mailing, not once was the resurrection of Jesus mentioned. Instead, it was all about bouncing back into your life. Here are some practical tips for how to get back on your feet when the world is beating you down. Who cares? Who cares? My real problem is that I'm going to die, and the church should be proclaiming the solution to that problem, because that's what Jesus came to do. Jesus did not come that you might be healthy, wealthy, and wise. He said, in fact, that you're going to have to bear a cross if you want to follow him. He said things are going to be hard for you, difficult. They won't be fun. But he who is faithful to the end will be raised from the dead and granted eternal life. That's why Jesus came. And if you don't get that, if you are going to church to learn practical tips for healthy living, I'll tell you what St. Paul said. If we are to hope for Christ only in this world, then we are to be the most pitied of all men, because what we're about is the resurrection, and we look forward to that. And that is certainly worthy taking about a tenth of the year and focusing in church on nothing else but that great hope we have in the resurrection from the dead.